Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting an update from Torque Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TORQ, and on the OTCQX under the symbol TRBMF. I am chatting again with the Executive Chairman, Sean Wallace, as well as the Chief Geologist, Michael Henriksen. Now, Torque Resources focused on copper and gold in Chile. We're going to be talking a lot about the Margarita project in this interview, simply because on November 28th, the company released the remainder of the phase two program at the Fala 13 discovery. We now have a defined 800 meter mineralized system, a balance of copper and gold, total of 12 holes that were all part of this second phase of drilling. Sean, let's get you in here first with just a quick recap. It's only been two phases of drilling at the Margarita project, but it sounds like you're onto something here at this Fala 13 target. So take us through the history of this discovery and now what the second phase of drilling has shown you, please.
Sure. Thanks, Corey. The initial program, the first program, was obviously, you know, we're dealing with a project that did not have a drill hole in it at that point. And so we were just hoping to make some sort of discovery. So we drilled all around the project and, you know, lo and behold, we got our joy with, you know, one drill hole into the 13 target. So obviously on the back of that, and that hole was really high grade. It was a bit atypical in the sense that the school grade really started saying, well, why, you know, there's so much gold in this system from what we were hoping for or what we would, you know, reasonably expect given the analogs in the area. So, you know, obviously we followed it up with the second program and, you know, the goal of that one. So the goal of the first one was to make the discovery. The goal of the second was to see, okay, is this a real discovery? Do we have dimension? Do we have strike length? Is there an opportunity to make this of a size that would, you know, be interesting to a potential mining company? And, you know, certainly I think both programs were very successful in achieving their goals. Furthermore, it's given our guys an awful lot of data, our team a lot of data, so that they can start to understand the system. You know, we used RC drilling for the first two phases, and you'll probably see when we go in for the third that we'll go to core drilling, which is more expensive, but now we can justify those costs because we're not just prospecting. We're actually starting to, you know, every program you sort of hone in more and more and more. You bring it tighter and tighter as you learn more about the system and as you attempt to define it. Which is, frankly, the whole point of the exercise.
All right, Michael, let's get you in here. I'm going to post figure one and figure four from this news release below. Figure one being more the plan view map, where the drill holes are located, some of the highlights of those holes. And then figure four is this long section. Give us a bit of an overview here of these drill results. As I mentioned, they are a pretty good balance of gold and copper. Take us through some of the highlight holes then, something that can resonate here with investors.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I guess, you know, first off, we got 800 meters of mineralization and it's open, and particularly to the north. We've seen different styles of mineralization. So obviously holes 13 and 14, the first two drill holes into this discovery, were in magnetite breccia bodies that, you know, had really strong copper and gold grades, you know, gold grades nearly a gram per ton and copper, you know, nearly a percent. From there, we've learned a lot of things. There are two structures that are mineralized. We're targeting one originally, the Fala 13 structure, but there's a cross-cutting structure that's also mineralized. Big opportunity for us to expand in that regard. We also see different styles of mineralization and intrusions. And again, you know, we view that as a real positive because once you start seeing multiple orientations of structures, breccias, different intrusions with different styles of mineralization, you get the sense that the system is very active and that you have a chance to really continue expanding this discovery. So I think that's the main point that I'd like to make about the Fala 13 discovery. And then beyond that, you know, there are other targets clear as day already defined by us that look exactly the same as the Fala 13 discovery that we haven't put a drill hole into yet. So that's something we obviously look forward to in our third round of drilling.
Now, Michael, looking over these drill results, you have a few results here where the gold grade, just individual gold grade, is over a gram per ton, a couple that made it closer to 2 grams per ton. And when it comes to copper grades, a lot just under 1% copper. Is that really this system? Is it kind of generally lower grade, disseminated system over a wide area?
Yeah, I think that's so far what we're seeing. Again, I expect this to change as we do more drilling here, but I think it is a disseminated system with some high-grade breccia bodies that are really going to juice it up. I also believe that we have the opportunity, you know, so far we've been drilling these subvertical structures, but I think there could be the potential for flat-lying manto-style mineralization on the project and at this discovery. You know, really, it's just this program to me just demonstrates how important it is to get a phase three going on the project.
So, Michael, there's a comment that you made within this news release that outlines this discovery. Now, this 800 meter strike length, there's different styles of mineralization, two orientations of mineralized structures. You say this demonstrates a robust system with significant potential to both expand mineralization at this discovery and also find new bodies of mineralization. What does that mean for other targets here? It sounds like you're saying this could lead you to some other targets of similar nature.
Yeah, I mean, those have, you know, there are two targets in particular that have been defined that look the same: high magnetic signature, good copper in soils geochemistry, that, you know, clear as day we're going to be drilling. I think the other point to make here is the nature of the mineralization being so gold rich. That's been very important for us because in our drilling, we've seen a lot of the copper is being leached from surface. And so we think we probably missed some targets because the copper is being leached. So we've gone back and have done a gold geochemistry grid across the project. You know, we expect new targets to appear from that. Gold's immobile and won't move around as much, right? So, you know, a lot going on for us. I'd say we're in the early days of discovery. It's a good position to be in. I think when you look at other IOCG deposits in the belt, you'll see that they have different pods of mineralization, different bodies. And I think that's probably that is our thesis right now. And obviously the phase three drill program will tell us if we've got some new pods, but, you know, feeling very positive right now.
So, Sean, how are you guys going to balance out this phase three program, understanding that clearly you need to go back to this discovery, continue to drill this out, but it sounds like you have a lot of other targets you want to test too. How do you balance that out?
Well, I think that's going to be obvious over time. Like Michael was saying, we're going to do this geochem grid to tighten up our targeting using the information that we've gleaned from these first two passes of drilling, and then correlating the gold surface on expression as opposed to looking for copper to be the pathfinder. It's actually a gold pathfinder. So that process is going to happen here. As a company, we shift our focus, not that we're not losing folks on marketing, but Santa Cecilia now is going to be kicking off here, or has kicked off in the field, preparing for that very exciting drill program that's going to be coming up in the first, sometime in the first quarter of the new year. So, you know, we certainly have our plate full. We're going to streamline those targets at Margarita so that we can return to Margarita after we've taken that first swipe at Santa Cecilia.
Okay, I was going to move to Santa Cecilia because you do mention here that you are preparing for that inaugural drill program. Can you give us more information on what this drill program is going to look like, big picture for Santa Cecilia, please?
Sure. I mean, obviously, there's large. We've identified a number of porphyry centers now on the project, and you know, our team is working. They're up there right now, refining the drill programs. So, you know, we will have a more fulsome update for the market with all the specific targeting as part of that that process of what we're doing right now as we speak. Mike's heading down to Chile to oversee that effort with our team down there here in the coming days before Christmas, indeed. So, you know, we're going to go hard on it. We know on a project at Santa Cecilia that you know, we have to because of the altitude, and you know, it's not cheap to explore up there. So we want to make sure that we give ourselves the best shot for success up there. But I can tell you, certainly, for the feedback I'm getting from the field, is that this is a very target rich project. I mean, when we acquired it was very target rich, and any work that we've done subsequent to that is only giving us additional optimism and new targets. So, you know, it's a very exciting time for us. You know, we've got our plate full, that's for sure.
Sounds like it. Sounds like there's about to be a couple drill programs taking place. Sounds like, I guess, early next year. We need to remind everybody about the cash in the bank. If anybody missed that September 15th news release, that's where you closed that $15 million investment from Gold Fields. Where do you stand currently to move both of these programs forward?
Yeah, I mean, we're financed for the time being. We're always talking to financial partners, institutions, getting interest in the company. We set out with a very specific set of goals for 2022. I think we've achieved all of them, and then some. Margarita drill program came in under budget, which I was very good. Speaks to the efficacy of our team in Chile. It's no surprise to us at this point with how they operate. We're very, very pleased with that. Financially, we're in good shape. We continue to receive a lot of interest, though that's not necessarily reflected in the share price in the market. But I think with people you speak to every day, we sort of bemoan that whole scenario. But, that's something that we can't control. But the things we can control are going extremely well. And, we're an experienced team. We know the ebb and flows of the market and how to factor that into our planning. I can tell you certainly we're not going to dilute the company to where the value proposition doesn't exist anymore. That's one of the dangers of this type of market. So very disciplined approach. We're gonna move forward methodically and try and de-risk the investment for shareholders as we go.
Hey, at least today and really last month too, the whole month of November, better for the resource sector broadly. So hopefully we are seeing a bit more interest pick up in that sense. But hey, you guys keep us up to date on the continued work that is ongoing. We'll follow along as more news is released. Please, everybody, if you have follow-up questions, email me directly at fleck@kereport.com. I am a shareholder of Torque Resources. And again, I'll be following up as more news hits the market. So, Michael, Sean, thank you again for your time, guys. We'll follow up as we get some more drill results.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you.